Welcome into Lab Spirit and Coffee. Got a cafecito here. Yummo. And just probably going to go on a sort of a little rant today because the universe, God, creator, whatever you call it, has been giving me some sort of clue as to what to talk about. That's usually how it works, right? So looking at what is showing up. Good morning, whoever showed up on Facebook. Please say good morning. I cannot see who you are. For some reason, it doesn't show me, and it drives me bonkers. So say good morning so I know you're here. Hopefully, it'll show me your comment as well, so I know that you're here. But I've been contemplating this and been seeing some some sort of pattern showing up, right? Especially in the Western world. It's Nicole. Oh, good morning, Nicole. How are you? I haven't seen you in quite some time. And what has been showing up is the sacred feminine, right? And the inability for the sacred masculine to truly let go or to let love or to honor the sacred feminine. And what I'm seeing is that this is starting to magnify. It's starting to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Good morning, Kumar. Especially in the Western world. The Western world has been programmed through the patriarchy. And that's just the reality. Okay, that's actually a reality. Now, nothing wrong about patriarchy. There's nothing wrong about that. We need both. But here's what's happening. We are starting to see people get upset that the sacred feminine is starting to wake up and reclaim her power. And this is happening not just with human beings, but with nature itself. Nature itself is reclaiming that. It's starting to say, the earth, Gaia, is starting to say, I'm not going to take this anymore. I will shake you off like fleas. Now, if we don't start to honor the sacred feminine, again, what it's going to end up is in chaos. And I've talked about this before. I talked about it a lot, maybe a couple of years ago. And I kept saying, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. It's going to grow if we don't wake the F up, right? It's time to wake up. And I said this over the course of the years. Why? Because we don't need to have maximum damage happen to the world. There could be minimal, right, damage from what we've done as human beings and our mind construct. Okay, our minds are somewhat sick. Okay, and that's the best word that I can use. We're somewhat flawed. We're whole, perfect, and complete, but we forget that. Let me just put it that way. We forget that we're whole, perfect, and complete. And because of that flaw that we have, that we forget that we are one and whole and perfect and complete, and we think we're separate, that we then start to distance ourselves from our true nature. And as we distance ourselves from our true nature, we start to see a distortion in what the world looks like around us. We start to create and generate a world of war, of fighting, of violence, rather than love and harmony and connection. Okay. Good morning, Roberto. So what we're looking at right now is the sacred feminine is on blast. And I put this sort of on Facebook on my personal page that the sacred feminine is on blast. What do I mean by that? I mean that women, okay, and I'm talking about women now, are reclaiming that sacred feminine within us. Okay, what happened, right, historically is that women, so first of all, let's just talk about it historically, what's happened. There was this thing where we separated the feminine and the masculine. We saw them as separate things. The sacred feminine, I'm talking about the energies here. We saw them as two different things rather than part of the whole. And as we separated them, we genderized them. We genderized them into man and to woman. Okay. And we said that we're different. This caused a split between genders. This caused a scenario where we could say us versus them, where men could look and say, oh yeah, that's a woman. She's this, she's this, she's this. We ascribed roles to the different genders. Those roles were constructed into society, into our educational systems, and we split it. Okay. Now, the split was in favor of the patriarchy. That split was in the favor of that. And what it did is it suppressed the matriarch. That's what happened. It suppressed the matriarch. It suffocated it. It chained it, whatever you want to call it. What that did was it suppressed women, the gender women. Now the sacred feminine is starting to talk to us. She's starting to show up. Now in gender form, when we talk about relationships, it is starting to arise even in relationship. The patriarchy allowed men, right, to go out and maybe just sleep around and do whatever they wanted, right? And I'm talking about this because we see it starting to happen, where men are starting to feel objectified. Men are starting to experience the same thing that women have experienced their whole life, at least in the Western world, at least when we started to make the separation between genders, right? So when we look at even the music, right, popular music and all this stuff, when you listen to the lyrics, it's pretty outrageous, right? Even just maybe 10, 20 years ago, where a woman who sleeps around is a whore, a hoe, a this, a that. Okay, so men treated women as whores or this or that and thought that they could treat them with disrespect if they were highly sexual. Well, let's just go back. Women are highly sexual. In fact, our stamina, we have more stamina sexually than men do. Okay, we do. And it's proven. Why? Because men, right, their stamina is not as big. We hold that space, that sexual energy, right? And so what has happened, right? And I'm talking about sex for a purpose, and I'm trying to get through this in a way that's meaningful and makes sense. But what happened in terms of the sexual piece is that it drew women into the scarlet letter, right? Where if she was an adulteress or if she slept around, she was a whore and all this. And then they were made flawed. Yet men were going around and doing the same thing, but it was okay, right? It was like, yay, you're awesome if you're sleeping with all these people, and it's okay, and that's fine. So what it did is it separated, okay? And I'm talking sexually because that is a primal part of who we are in our being, in our essence, in the very root and core of who we are. If we went to that very root, we are here to procreate, right? We are here to create families. We have the ability to do that. And inherently, that's what it's for, right? Is to go and procreate, to have children and to multiply. Okay, so with women, when we genderized it, it was done in favor of the patriarchy. So we even have songs, right? And so we had movies of women getting beat or getting ostracized from society or frowned upon if they were to step into their sexual energy or power. And then what happened is men, right? Men were... They were put on a pedestal for having, this sexual appetite. Okay, so now let's fast forward to right now. Women have become successful. Women are starting to be independent. Women are starting to open their own companies. The structures or the old constructs of the way that society, and I'm talking about Western society specifically, the construct of Western society itself, where women were codependent on their husbands to be the providers, they themselves would stay at home. So again, they took those gender roles and they split them up. And what it did is it put women in a submissive state. Now, that's the sacred feminine as well, because what we see is the construct of the patriarchy in relationship and organizations and society, in the way that we operate things. If you look around you, you're going to see that everything was based on the patriarchy, okay, in favor of. Now, women are starting to reclaim that power. Women, and I'm talking gender here now, women are starting to hear the call of the sacred feminine. They're starting to rise to power. We have movies that have come out, right? The Rise of the Phoenix. And we have all of these different movies that show the hero, right? The warrior as the woman, where she's independent and she's leading the way. There's even, if you guys are watching 100, I don't know if you're watching it, but the tribe in 100, the tribe leader is a woman. She's the one who is leading it. The sacred feminine is coming up and she's a warrior. And here's the deal. It's hard for the patriarchy. It's hard for men to, some, and I'm not saying all, men to accept this. They're not used to it. They're not comfortable with it. They don't understand it either. They can't understand the storyline that women hold. We hold the trauma of what happened to the sacred feminine. That trauma has been held within us, and we're fighting back, and we're saying no more. We will not be chained, and we will not be told, and we will live our life the way we choose. And it is very uncomfortable for some men who were living in a world or society where the patriarchy was favored and they had control. But here's the deal. We need not repeat history and continue to perpetuate the same thing with the matriarch as she rises. That we can heal into wholeness and recognize that we have both of those energies within us. But women are here to reclaim that power. Men too. There are men that are standing with women. And I'm going to tell you right now, the men that are standing with women are the true heroes and warriors. Why? Because they recognize that it's not about gender. It's not about women. It's not about men. It's about the sacred feminine energy. It's about Mother Earth. It's about the life giver, the life bringer, to honor that. To recognize that we have not honored that for our whole life. We have been not honoring that my whole life, right? I was raised and born in a time where we were just starting to have women go into the executive world. And at least to be sort of honored for their contribution to society. We're starting to see the rise of the sacred feminine rituals and rites showing up. We have people, the mystics, the mystical arts show up, right? Spiritual alchemy itself honors both the sacred feminine and masculine. And we're starting to see the construct of that come together to be unified. But there's going to be people kicking and screaming and not wanting it to happen. Good morning, PBG. Why? Because of fear. Fear of lost control, fear that the world might look different. But there are societies who have honored the matriarch, who have honored the sacred feminine, and in fact, they work together in tandem. And that's how we're going to bring ourselves back to harmony. But I can tell you right now, from a gender perspective, there are going to be some men kicking and screaming, not wanting to allow for this energy to arise. And here's the deal. The more that we fight it, the bigger the backlash of the sacred feminine. The damage, it's going to happen if we don't listen. It's time for us to listen. It's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to remember. And to remember that you yourself have the sacred feminine within you. It's not just one-sided. We have it internally in us. Society has just tricked us and said, oh no, men are this way, women are that way. This is what women do. This is their role. This is the man's role. Oh, women are like this. Oh, men are like this. No, we're not. We're all the same. The only difference, right, is the way that we experience our genital self. Right? Men have different functions in their genitals than women. Women are the life bearers. We hold life within us. That's why we were revered in the past, because we were seen as magical. We can bleed and not die. Men have no way of extracting those toxins within them like we do. Our periods are there to help us release the toxins. Men don't. So they have Themyscal. They have Sweat Lodge. They have to go and release that energy. But that's the only difference. Mentally, the construct of men versus women, it's a mental construct we've made up. When men truly understand that they hold the sacred feminine within them and they start to honor that piece of their self, and women vice versa, women as well, and we start to heal that energy within us, then we can come to wholeness. But right now, the sacred feminine is speaking to women, and women right now are starting to sort of reverse the roles and flip the script on men, and it's uncomfortable in the Western world. I can tell you that right now. Women, are, yes, they are. There are women who are objectifying men. There are women who are just, they don't have just one partner. They have multiple partners. They're saying, I don't give a crap what you call me. I don't care if you call me a whore, this or that or whatever. We have it in our music. It's in popular society. Just listen to the songs. We see those songs every day all over. That is the sacred feminine yelling back and saying, I don't give a damn. We can minimize the damage of that by accepting it, by honor the woman, honor the matriarch, honor Gaia, honor Mother Earth. And when we start to honor it, rather than fight and kick and scream and say, oh no, I want to keep control, I have to be the king of the jungle. Well, guess what? The king of the jungles have eaten all the meat. They've cut up all the trees. They've taken all the water. I'm sorry, but king, and I'm not talking about a person king, I'm not talking about a man, but the patriarch has really screwed up the world. End of story. They haven't done a good job. In their hands, it has been nothing but what? Rape the world. That's really what's happened. People can deny it, kick and scream, but the reality is a reality. So if we looked at the percentage of the world under the patriarch, that's what it has done. That is what we see. That is the construct of the patriarch. Not men, not man. I'm talking about the energy of the patriarch. He's all consuming. And he consumes and consumes and more. And I want more power and I want more money and I want more, more, more. Give me more. And I'm going to take it no matter what it costs. And I'm going to go rape the world and I'm going to tear down all the trees and I'm not going to give a damn about the mother. Well, guess what? When the sacred mother, all consuming, when the mother wakes up and says, F you, I've had enough, good luck to the patriarch. Good luck. She's, when you think about water, think about tsunamis, think about how Mother Earth will consume you. She'll swallow you and you'll never see her. You'll never see it again. There's been society swallowed by the matriarch. Oh, look at, just go back into history. What do you think happened during those civilizations? We see pyramids and great things happening around the world. And we're like, oh, they were great societies. Well, were they? Maybe they did the same thing. And maybe the earth woke up and said, screw you. How about that? How about I just swallow you up with water? And now your society's nothing. You dumb humans. Put myself into the dumb human part. Trust me, I'm human too. I am a human. I mean, I say I'm an alien, but I do have a human body and I am here. So there are societies that are based on the mate, more likely than anything else. Yes. I want to talk about this though. Because women are. So, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm seeing posts, I'm hearing stories that people are talking, right? They're talking about they're fed up. Women are saying, I'm done. I'm fed up. I don't give a shit, right? Again, look at the Western music. I'm talking from the Western society again, because we are a patriarchy. And what does she say? All of the music is like, I don't care. I'm sleeping around. Now, I'm saying right, wrong, good, bad. I'm not saying it's any of those. I'm just telling you what's going on. And what's going on is, go look at the videos. You see, there's a video of this guy who is dressed like a drag queen, and he does a lap dance on the with the devil. I mean, it's crazy, the distortion that's showing up, right? And he's like a woman. He wants to be a woman. And he's like, too bad. And you have these women who are talking about, I have all these men and my side men, and we've totally, women have flipped the whole script and said, we don't care. Call us whatever you want. I'm going to be with whoever I want. I don't need a man to buy me shit. I don't need a man to take care of me. I can take care of myself. You either be around me or you don't. I don't really care. I'm not going to be consumed in your life. I'm not going to do everything that you want me to do. I'm not going to just stop everything for you. I don't really give a shit. I mean, that's really what's happening, especially in the Western world. We have these women who don't want children, who are doing their own thing, who are going to school. They're not focused on relationships or starting a family. Now, I'm not saying everybody's like this, right? This is just a, it's starting to happen though. And we see the next generation, and this is the sacred feminine. This is the shadow side of the sacred feminine. And the more that we don't honor the matriarch, the more we're going to see the shadow, and no one's going to like that. Trust me. Sacred, it's kind of like this. People kind of laugh and we'll say it. And I'm going to genderize it. But again, I have to keep saying it's not about gender, but it shows up as gender because that's the storyline we've constructed, where we see happy wife, happy life. People hear that, right? Or she's right, just shut up. In other words, when we don't honor the sacred feminine, everybody gets devoured. She is not just going to be pissed at the person who did it to her. She's going to be mad at everyone, and she's going to wreak havoc everywhere. Again, not talking about gender. I'm talking about the energy of the sacred feminine. She's chaos. So why are we trying to piss her off? That's my question. It's going to take a healing of both men and women, of men honoring that sacred feminine within them and also honoring the women in their life. That doesn't mean that you become a doormat for the sacred feminine. It just means that you honor her energy within you and around you. My wife has just filed for a divorce. She's really pissed. I am so sorry, Quaddy. So there you go. And I don't know what the situation is with you guys. But yes, women are firing back. Now, I don't know how your relationship played out. And I don't know if you want to continue that relationship with your wife or if you're fighting for it. What I can say is women are done. I can tell you that. They're done. I only told her the truth. Women are done. Women are don't give a shit. I'm going to tell you that. And they can at this point just say goodbye. I can make it on my own and do their own thing. The reality is the sacred feminine is done. She's done. She's over it. And when it shows up in women, it's going to be a challenge for men. Left and right, it's going to be a challenge unless you can honor the sacred feminine within you. So Quaddy, when you say the truth, and maybe it is the truth or maybe it's not, but did you have to be right about it? And did you have to rage war? So I don't know if that's what happened in your household. I don't know what the story is. But the sacred masculine internally and shows up as war and the need to be right. I have to be right about this. I can't be flexible. I can't be open. I can't just accept that maybe other people have the way of looking at the world. So raging war is very, very masculine energy. I'm right. I don't give a shit what you say. I don't care what you think. I know, and that's that. That's very patriarchal, very masculine. The feminine says, okay, well, yeah, perhaps that's the truth, but let's just, I don't know, let's dance and let's have fun. And I can maybe see other people's point of views. And yeah, maybe that is the truth, but there might be other truths, or there might be this. It doesn't rage war. What it does when it's pissed is it causes chaos. And it says, everything's coming down. I'm tearing it all apart. I'm not just going to tear apart you and your ideas. I'm going to tear apart everything. I'm going to devour it all. And then you'll know the truth. So both have their truth, right? Both have their truth, the sacred feminine and sacred masculine. Now, that's just a general term and way of talking about it. You can go into your individualized stories of, you know, I told the truth, I did it, whatever. But if we looked at it from the larger perspective, right, you told her what her truth was. You pointed that at her and said, this is what you are to believe. And perhaps that's not what she wanted to believe. But again, I don't know your story. From a energy perspective, from the sacred feminine masculine, it's how do you find holism in both that and the sacred feminine. So looking at both energies and sort of healing them together so that they're synergized within you, so that you don't have to be right about things. Who cares? Here's the reality is, and this is going to be maybe a harsh question, is you being right about the truth and having to be right about it worth you losing your marriage? So that's the reality, right? She's telling you the truth. Her truth is, I'm leaving. And that's truth too, right? That's also truth. That's reality. Because of this, that. So you told her your truth, and now she's telling you her truth. And her truth is, I'm leaving. So I don't know, Quaddy. I'm really sorry to hear that. And, you know, again, the matriarch, usually, typically the woman's the person that holds the family together. And when she breaks it off, it does wreak havoc. And so my question to you is, you know, do you have children, and are they going to be involved? And if so, you know, I know that divorce is never easy for people. So I'm not sure what's going on in your life. I hope that if you're wanting to fight for it, that you recognize I can't turn off connection to spirit. Then if you feel that you're going in the direction of what your spirit's calling, then you're going to have to go through the tower event of losing. And that happens too. So you know in your heart of hearts what direction you need to go. And so if that's that, then you need to honor that too. But her truth is, I'm not going to do it. That's her truth. And if you don't honor that, she's going to be gone regardless. So that's the reality. So I don't know your situation. I don't know what's going on. I can only speak from what little you give me on this podcast. But, you know, if you give me more, then I can sort of try to understand what is going on. She loves TV. Okay. Got it. So you guys are at just different points in your life where you're not necessarily connected. You're going off in a different direction. Okay. But again, her reality, her way of dealing with whatever you're going through is, I'm not having it. That's her reality. That's her truth. And oftentimes we don't have the ability to pull people into our sort of our storyline, right? Or where we're headed. Have a young daughter who's absorbing all the dark stuff. Well, here's the deal. It's okay to absorb dark because eventually we'll get to the light. And if you hold the light for your daughter, she will find her way through it. So we all go through dark stuff. It's learning how to honor that and teaching those how to honor the dark. That's the sacred feminine. Part of the dark is the sacred feminine. Depending on the shadow, what shadow you're looking at. But when we go into the dark, right, the moon and reflection and looking, that's sacred feminine. That's what I'm talking about. We don't honor that. Again, spiritual alchemy, this podcast is about honoring it all, not just one-sided. If I just saw one-sided, oh, everything's beautiful, we can't honor the dark, we can't go through the dark, we can't, then guess what? That's only part of the story. That's not alchemy. We use everything. So it's up to you. Again, I don't know your situation. Then it would be teaching her how to utilize the darkness in order to transform it into light. We all go through the dark. Nobody escapes it. We have daylight and we have nighttime. But we always have the light and we always have the dark. We have both. Now, holding space for that is a different thing. How do you hold space for those you love? I have family members as well that have dark. And they're learning how to utilize it for the light. Took a lot of work, though, a lot of years of doing work and holding space. So I really am sorry to hear that, Quadi. I hope if you do need support, again, I do coaching. You can email me at spiritandbrew@gmail.com. See if coaching is something you'd be interested in. I don't know how you're dealing with it. I don't know if you're, how do you feel about it? What's coming up for you? But again, we hold space of love and compassion and just all that good stuff for you and what you're going through at this point. And hopefully you can find some resolve in it. Never an easy thing to split up. Tomorrow, I want to continue on this story. I mean, it's really, I'm trying to get the words to describe it. Hopefully you did a good job. I think I'll get clearer and clearer better about how I'm trying to explain what I see is coming up. But all you need to do is go to Music Today by Women, and you can see rappers and stuff. They don't give a shit anymore. They don't care. Women do not care. They're starting not to care. Is that a good thing, a bad thing? Well, let's just say that it's going to get bigger, 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 bigger until we wake up and we start to heal those parts inside of us. We will see the shadow feminine show up. We already are. And it's starting to freak men out. They don't know how to react to it because we've flipped the script. We're done with men's shit. I'll tell you that right now. There's women that are just done. They're over it. They don't even care. And what's ending up happening is that men become a commodity. It's not right. And I'm not talking about this as right, wrong, good, or bad. I personally, for my own, I don't think it's right because I know where it's going to lead. But I have to understand it in order to heal it. Why is it showing up? Why do we see these rappers talking about exploiting men like men exploited women in the past? Or objectify men the way men objectified women for so long? Because we see it everywhere. Hey, Linga, how are you? I am more concerned about what's coming up for everyone, not just my family. Yes, what's coming up for everybody is the sacred feminine is pissed. That's what's happening. I just want you to know that right now. I can tell you right now, and the worldview, if we looked at it from the worldview's perspective, we're looking at the sacred feminine shadow side is showing up. And the sacred shadow feminine says, I don't give a shit. And basically what's happening is women are holding that space of not giving a shit anymore. Why? Because when we separated and we genderized and we put these labels on what men and women were supposed to do in society, we put roles on men and women. When we did that, we said that we were different from each other. That separation is the flaw. That's where it happened. It's just like saying different skin colors means you're different. Oh, well, if you're black and you're white and you're this and that, that's how they keep this war raged against people going on, through separation. It's a very simple concept. When we start to remember that we are not separate from the light or the dark, or the men or the women, or the masculine and the feminine, that all of this exists within us, that we are one in unison from the source, then we can start to heal the bullshit. But we're not going to do that. And I can tell you right now that women were the ones who were oppressed when the patriarchy showed up. That's what happened. They oppressed women. Women are done. Women are over it. Now the sacred feminine's coming back through women speaking. It's become a gender thing because we made it a gender thing. It wasn't to begin with, but we have. And so women are fed up with bullshit. That's how they feel. You genderized it. You put us in chains. You put us in shackles, right? You called us names for being sexual. You did this. And then what you did is you said, oh, it's men versus women. It's not men versus women. We are whole and one in ourself. We have both the feminine and masculine within us. So when you say king is king and queen is queen, well, God and goddess are God and goddess, but they're one and the same. They need each other. They cannot live without each other. But king is king and queen is queen lives within us. I hold king inside of me just like I hold queen. I hold both of those energies inside of us. So stop pointing it externally and start looking at it internally. We want to separate this shit and point fingers at everybody. It's you versus me. No, it's not. It's you versus you. We're making up this bullshit as humans. We make up all these stupid words and all this bullshit. It's bullshit. We're doing it to ourselves. Literally, we're self-sabotaging because we continue to perpetuate those stories. Well, men are like this and women are like that. No, bullshit. We're human and we're idiotic. We do stupid shit. That's the reality. We do. Let's just look at the world around us. We're not living in harmony with nature right now. You know how nature lives? Look at bees. Look at ants. It's a matriarch. It's not a patriarch. When we start to look at how the law of nature works together in tandem, it's a give and take. It's not a us versus them. It's a flow of energy that cycles over and over and over again. There's an honoring, an understanding. Not often anyway, sorry. I'm sure she doesn't take calls. Okay, not often anyway. Just write it and we will read it. I love you, Linga. Here's the reason. I do take calls, but I don't take calls. And I like to speak. Oh, and I'll tell you why, Monsieur. If you want to talk, if you want to be on my podcast, if you want to be a guest, you can absolutely be a guest. And what I would say is send me an email. and send me an email, and then we will get you on here, and then you could talk all day, and we'll go back and forth, and maybe we'll have disagreements on opinions, and then maybe I'll understand your opinion. I had to email her for 3 months. I love you, Linga. You're so funny. Why not now? Why not now? Because I'm on a rant. That's why not now. Because I'm ranting and raging on the bullshit that we do as human beings. And I want us to remember that we're human and all this other bullshit doesn't matter. That's why. Because we can sit here and say, well, my opinion and your opinion, and it doesn't matter whose opinion is what. We're both wrong. We're both not right. We both can't hold the truth. Nobody holds the damn truth. It's a damn lie if you think you know the ultimate truth. And I don't think, sorry, I'm on a little rampage. It's kind of funny. So the reality is no opinion. Oh, sorry. I'm just going off, as you can tell. I'm pissed off. Here's why. The sacred feminine speaking through me. Okay? You want to know why? Because I can feel it. Because I'm a woman and you can feel the trauma and the repression that happened to women over the ages. Women are pissed, okay? Let me just put it for you real. You want to hear it real? Women are pissed. They don't give a shit, okay? Most women are starting to wake up to what happened to them through the patriarchy. I'm not talking about men. I'm talking about the energy of the patriarch. But men have held the torch of that patriarch and they've put the flame up and they held it high and they thought it was awesome that they could just oppress women. They thought it was great. Oh, yay, we can just tell women what to do. And guess what? They're whores. They sleep around. They do this. Let's burn them at the stake. They're witches. They can't do this shit. Guess what? The matriarch is coming back and saying, oh, really? You think that that was fun? You think that was cute? Guess what? I'm going to come back with a vengeance. And it's not going to be pretty. Okay? It's going to wreak havoc and chaos. And guess what? Everybody's going to get devoured. So watch out, world, because here I come. I'm going to drown or I'm going to burn down everything. So what do you want? You want fire or you want water? I can give you both, fire and water. And if you guys don't listen, well, guess what? I'm going to come back even greater with a bigger vengeance. And women are hearing the call because women were genderized and put into it. And women don't care. That's what I'm telling you. I know. I have friends. I'm not saying all women. I'm not saying every woman. I'm just saying women are fed up with the way that society was constructed in the Western world. And they're fed up. And they're like, guess what? Look at all these videos. I mean, just see it. These Cardi B and all them, like, I got all my side people. I'm doing all this. I don't give a shit about you, whatever. I make my own money. I don't need you. Get out of my face. Blah, blah, blah. You're just a commodity. I'm just going to objectify you as a man. I don't really care what you have to say. Shut up and just listen. That's what we're seeing in the world, okay? I'm just being realistic about what we're seeing. Women are done. And they are saying, I don't need men. You're a commodity. I don't give a shit. Go away. I'll divorce you. I'll get rid of you. I'll throw you out. I don't care. I can do it on my own. Now, I'm just speaking real. Is this how I feel? No. I think we need to wake the F up and stop having those conversations that were separate. Heal ourselves internally. You have the matriarch in you. She's talking to you. Listen to her. Honor her. Remember who she is. Wake the F up. And then maybe minimal damage will be done. And we won't get burnt up by the flames of her fury or drowned by the water. Because that's what other civilizations has done. And if we don't wake up, guess what? Mother Earth is going to come back with a vengeance. That's the last thing we want to happen. We already see it happening. Because the patriarch says, let's rape the world. Let's rape the earth. And the matriarch's like, yeah, really? You think that's going to happen forever? You're just a flea. We're just fleas on this planet. Okay, now that I've gone off, now that I've had this little multi-phase. So sorry. Okay, let me go back. Sorry. Are you going to allow me to express myself or leave? Stop, stop. No, my wife, no life. We love you. 3 minutes from my perspective. Yes. No. And you can also press record. Okay. So stop. I like how you say stop. Let's see. No, from Jerusalem. Peace. Okay. So, okay. I was going off. Now, Mushir, I'm not talking about everybody in the world. Okay. So I don't want you to think that. I'm talking about the Western world specifically because that is where I reside in the Western world. Okay. Where our society is completely based on the patriarch. Now, in societies that honor the matriarch and work together to heal, there's a difference. Okay. And so I'm going off because when you look at the Western world, it's having an influence and an impact on the rest of the world. We're going out and we're trying to change societies. We're doing it in India. We're doing it in Asia. There's countries that won't allow the Western world to even come in and have any kind of influence or impact. But when we started to look at what we call democracy or whatnot, and I don't even get political with stuff, but if we looked at India's, I lived in India for a year, and I can tell you that I talk about how the men are very much different with women in different cultures, okay? And when we have men who honor the sacred feminine inside of them, who honor the matriarch, who honor their mothers, we see an entirely different society. We see an entirely different family construct. We even have men who recognize when a woman is off. So, am I speaking on behalf of the world? No, I'm not. That's not, okay? So, again, different societies have different constructs, but we ourselves right now are predominantly in a patriarch. And we get to have men, okay? We need to have men and women alike start to heal internally. The battle is not external, it's an internal battle. So after all the craziness I just went through, it's an internal thing. Stop looking outside. Stop it. Stop pointing fingers. Stop making it about men versus women and start looking at yourself internally and ask yourself, what battles am I having with the matriarchy? Does it bother me that I see that these women are starting to rise to power? Or am I excited for them? Am I honoring them? Am I supporting them? Am I supporting the sacred feminine inside of me, the intuition, the heart, the love that I hold inside of me? Or am I at war with myself? Starting to look internally at these things. And when we start to look internally and heal those parts of ourselves internally, then we can start to see each other as whole, perfect, and complete, and not us versus them. Not a, oh, I don't need these men, and the women saying, I don't need men, or these men need to be this way or that way. They don't need to be anyway. They need to go heal themselves internally. So that when we look at each other, we say, I see you. I see you. I see the beauty in you. Because I recognize the beauty in me and I see it in you. And we are one. We are whole. It's only going to get crazier, I promise you. Y'all don't listen. Or maybe you do. I don't know. Maybe you are the ones who are listening. But society ain't listening. Let go. And let love. Let go and let love, okay? Let go and let love. Look internally for the answer. That's where the answer exists. Rectify. Consummate. Find that matrimony, not matrimony with another person, the matrimony inside of you, the consummation of the sacred feminine and masculine energies that exist inside you. The war is not an external war, it's internal. Linga, is sex equal power? I can say that sex is a huge part, and this is something that I've been, good morning, Prophet Ernest, something that I've been looking into is the sexual part of thing that most people don't talk about it, right? And that's a lot of the issue, is that we don't talk about sex. And really trying to understand, what does it mean even in my life, and what does it mean for me, you know, as a human? Because sex is such a huge, whether we want to talk about that subject or not, it exists. Right? People are having sex regardless. Now, I think that, I don't know if sex equals power. I think we can make it equal power. We can make it equal power, because if we looked at sex, at the construct of sex, we are using it. Well, there's two reasons we have sex, right? We have sex, one, because we want to procreate. We want to have children and all that, right? Because we have the ability to do that. But there's this other thing. And this other thing could be where the power comes from. And there is a morning, there is a, is it part of the battle? Yes, it is. It could be. So let me tell you what happened. And there's actually mythology around sex. And something that I've been wanting to talk about quite a bit actually is sex, because I think it's critical. Honestly, if you don't talk about sex, I don't think you're talking about reality. Everybody's doing it. Trust me. And so the sexual energy that we hold, again, to procreate, to have children. The other piece is this piece that usually causes lust, which they call sin and all that. But I think what it does is it keeps us off track sometimes, is the pleasure that comes from having sex. There's pleasure in sex, right? There can be pleasure in sex. And that pleasure, if we look at it, that pleasure sometimes is more important than actually having sex to have children. But why have pleasure from it? Why? So we know dolphins, right? Dolphins also can have orgasms and all that kind of stuff. So looking at it from that perspective, I think that there is power connected to it. And I'll tell you why. I talked about a mythology, and it was with Zeus. There's this mythology story about sex. And in the story, Zeus asks this god who changed himself from a man to a woman to see sexually how he would feel as a woman, or how it would feel as a woman. And he changed himself sexually. And Zeus asked, well, who has better sex? Like, who feels better, right? Okay, and this is all circling around so that you understand. And the god said, well, woman, basically. That was the answer, women. Here's the deal. Women have a larger sex drive. They hold more sex. And here's the storyline that's changed throughout time, that men, oh, they've done this. Oh, you know how men are. They're just very sexual. That's not true. Men are one and done. Women hold the sexual, they lure people in, right? If you look at myth stories as well, that women tempted the man into sex, right? That's the story, to make us wrong, okay? So this goes into everything I was talking about earlier. But they lure men in, this, that, the other. Women, the shadow side of woman, okay, is orgy in sexual pleasure. It is. So if you go back into history, that's what the shadow sacred feminine holds, sexual desire and energy. It's not a masculine thing. It's a feminine thing. Women can, when you look at us, when we look at the anatomy of a woman, though, we hold the capacity to have more orgasm, our stamina's higher. Men are not nearly as sexual as women. Now, Zeus got pissed and he took away the power. And that's where they say the patriarch started to come from, because he felt like that was power. And so we started to take that away. And so women were made wrong for having sexual desires and energy and bringing that sexual pleasure, right? And so what ended up happening is they took that away from women. They hung them at the stake. They call them adultery. They said this and that and the other, because they didn't want them to hold that sexual power. So it could equal power. So let's see. keeps us dumb. It's biological. Flowers do it too. Of course, women hold power. We are just bulls. That's funny. No. But the sexual energy that you're talking about is that you can get so consumed by the orgies or the sexual desires, the pleasures. That's the shadow side. And most people don't talk about it. They make it wrong, right? Instead of talking about it and allowing people to have their express their sexual desires and get it out so that they can start to understand how to heal that part of themselves and use it. So there's tantric sex. There's all these different ways to use that power. Now, if we looked at it from the biological perspective, yes, the dantian or the sexual desire that comes from our root chakra or the down in our genitals, we could bring that energy up and use it for motivation and to actually create things in the world if we learned how to use the energy properly. But they don't teach us that. They tell us that we're wrong and that it's sinful and you can't do that. And so we see this corruption, right, when it comes to that. But if you practice tantric sex or all that kind of stuff, you can use that power for something beautiful. You can transmute the energy into something beautiful. We don't talk about it, though. We just don't. We make it wrong, and then people hide it, and then it becomes distorted. So we have all this weird shit happening behind closed doors because they can't do it in the open. I'm not saying people should be having orgies out in the open. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we need to have a discussion about it. We need to be able to talk about it. We need to be able to open the dialogue. And when we start to open the dialogue, we can start to say, okay, why is this holding me up? Because we could become, like you said, it could keep us dumb. I think that, and it might've been Einstein. I can't remember who it was, but a lot of them said sex got in the way of them truly develop, and it could. We can just be all consumed by it. Really, we could. But you must admit, remember, a lot more free now. I've tried that breathing. It's pretty full on. Yeah. Asexually. Yeah. And if we looked at individuals who didn't have sexual drive, they'd probably be creating more stuff in the world. We can be consumed by sexual pleasure. That is why they call it a sin, because literally it's like eating too much. We just consumed in the food and not really truly connecting into the source of who we are. So, but yeah, I mean, that is, and I'm thank you for the question, because that's what I've been getting or diving into is actual sex. What is it for people? There's so much going on sexually. Women are reclaiming that sexual power again. And it's freaking men out, because the other day I was having a dialogue with someone and then we were talking about that. And I said, no, you can't. Very powerful teachings and things, Prophet, because the guy said like this. The guy said, oh, you know, us men, it's been in the Western world. And I say Western world because I'm not going to speak on behalf of what other societies think about it. But I do know from my fellow Westerners, as being raised in the Western world, is that the sexual piece, it's like this. This is what I hear. Oh, you know, men, they can't, like, basically they can't control it. I'm like, or you know them, they're just like, basically they're more horny than women, right? Okay. So just going to put it out there. And I'm like, yeah, no. What you're saying is bullshit, first of all. Or, oh, you know, men, they're just more like perverted, or they're just more this, or they're just more that. And let's just write it off. It's okay. It's okay that men go out and do this. That's fine. I'm like, you know what? That's a cop out, and that's bullshit too. And here's my story. Women have a higher sex drive. Women can go longer. Women have multiple orgasms. So when you talk about men having a higher sex drive, they're one and done, right? Sorry, that's just me being real. Not in a mean way. That is an actual factual thing. Women hold the power to have higher sex drives. He's like, you're right. I'm like, okay, then don't tell me that. Yes, these discussions actually have to have with 18-year-old men and boys to start a different concept of sex. Yes, and I think it's honoring. I do have a nephew that I talk to, and he's such a good kid. He really understands, and that's the thing, is having open dialogue about sex is not easy for some people. And I think that it's something that needs to be normalized, is having these open, honest discussions. It doesn't even matter. Go to the TV. Sex is everywhere anyway. It never used to be. They used to hide it, right? We had the Brady Bunch, I think, when my parents were alive, like Brady Bunch. And, you know, I don't know. Now it's like you go to these, they're full on, almost like soft porn everywhere. It's crazy. I'm like, what the heck are they? And these kids get to watch it. It's, but we just need to have it. Yes, the argument for men being one and done makes it very direct. Why do now then is needed. So, that's what I said. It's, we hold the sexual. So when you look at, so again, from the construct of the sacred feminine and masculine, the sacred feminine holds the sexual energy. She does. But we were burned at the stake for it, right? We were made wrong. We were called, we had to wear the scarlet letter. I mean, look at all these things that they did to women, and women are done with it now. So now it's becoming a thing, as in their holistic understanding about sex for men, because why? There's no holistic understanding about sex for men. Yeah, I agree. There's a distortion in the sexual construct. And in fact, I'm just really glad that you asked that question, Linga, because at the end of the day, that's what I'm talking about in this whole podcast. You're just right on, always, because we don't need it. So yes, you're right on. And that's why I was talking about the sacred feminine and the sexual pieces that we see starting to arise in society now. It's crazy. It's distorted. To hit the gratification. Yeah. And also sexual pleasure. Because with women, the fact that they can have multiple orgasms, right, makes it almost a distraction. It could be a distraction for women. It could be for men. I'm not saying men don't get distracted by their sexuals. They have so much. There's a lot of porn and all this stuff that's out in society right now. There's men who are trying to stop the addiction of that, which is amazing. But what it is that it's all consuming. And there's nothing wrong with having a sexual appetite and being with someone you love. There's nothing wrong with that. It's when you let that take over your whole life. It's an addiction. Then it becomes something to be looked at, because now we've been taken away from our true nature to transcend, right, or to connect in with source and soul, and then to bring our gifts to the world. So it can get in the way. The issue actually bleeds into society because it has become about sex. A lot of people, oh yeah, for sure, everything's about sex. Sex sells, right? Sex sells, as in sex has become life. You got me? Hence, keeping people dumb. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep. And that's why it's really hard to, let's look at the sins, right? The seven sins. There's a reason that we called them sins. And it wasn't because you're going to burn in hell. It's because what it does is it keeps us dumb. It keeps us from transcending. It keeps us from waking the F up. Yeah. So you're right on. Let's see. What is the sacred feminine going to do to save us? Oh, she ain't going to save us. That's not the point. The sacred feminine is telling you to save yourself and to honor her. She ain't going to save us. She's going to save herself. That's the point. Just like the sacred masculine is going to save himself. If we keep it separate and we say, what is she going to do and he going to do? Right. We're still playing that game of flawed. It's a flawed game to say one or the other. What are we going to do to save ourselves and heal? What are we going to do to heal the sacred feminine within us. She doesn't have to do shit for us, to be honest with you, when you think about it. Mother Earth doesn't have to do shit. She's a giver before she's a taker. Okay? And if we saw it from that perspective, if we took it to Mother Earth, to Gaia, she gives before she takes. She gives us fruit. She gives us food. We're the ones who are destroying her, not the opposite, not vice versa. She doesn't need to save us. We need to honor her, right? And bring ourselves back to wholeness. Because my assessment is that younger women are becoming sexualized. That's not because of the sacred feminine coming to save us. It's because we are not honoring the sacred feminine. So again, looking at it from the perspective of internally, what are you going to do internally to save yourself? Okay. How are you going to save yourself? That's the question. Nobody's coming to save us. We get to save ourselves. That's through our belief system and through honoring the sacred feminine and masculine, not just the feminine. You got to honor the masculine too. So it's understanding how to work with both of them and honor them both. It's like nature. Nature does it automatically. If the humans weren't here, if we weren't here, everything would be in harmony. We're causing so much disharmony. We're just like disruptors in this whole storyline, man. And I'm just saying, Mother Earth is going to be like, get off me. Go away. So she ain't going to save us. She's probably going to drown us before she... That's how she's going to save us. She's going to save us from our own self. She's going to drown us. I mean, that's what she did before, right? The Earth drowned in water. There's myth stories of the Great Flood. And there's societies underwater. It's already happened before. We're just repeating the same damn shit over and over again. It's funny. We humans are so funny. I just sit back and laugh and I'm like, I'm going to watch the show and eat popcorn. I'm really not watching the show and eating popcorn. I get on here to try to open the eyes of individuals. And as you can see, some people are just like, I'm over it. Heal yourself. That's really the end story. That's what my end story is always going to be on these things, is you got to look internally. And the reason that these young girls are becoming more sexualized earlier in life is because we're not talking about it. We're not having the conversations. And that was that's sort of a residue from us making it wrong historically, and from us burning women at the stake historically for being sexualized. It used to be a practice, right? There was rituals around it. There was these rites of passage. Everything has been taken away for a purpose. And so there's no real talk about it. Nobody sits around. I talk with my nieces very openly, my nephew very openly about sex. If you're having sex, we're going to need to talk about it. I want to know. I'm not going to make you wrong. We're human and we need to understand how to do this healthy so that you're not being coerced into it. You're not being forced. You're not being, you know, whatever it is, and that you can step into it powerfully and understand what it's for. What is the function of sex anyway? Why is it there? Why do we have it? But we don't have those conversations, right? Most conversations are you're going to burn in hell. Those are some. Or you're a sin. Or we're going to burn you at the stake. Or you're a terrible person. You're this, you're that. Everybody gets, you know, shamed for it. And the reality is everybody's doing it. So I don't get it. Just talk about it, damn it. Talk about it. Because it's part of our life. It's part of who we are as humans. We have sex, period. That's it. We do. We have sex. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Hell. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Okay. The healing come from within you and none other. Yes. Take decision to be healed and determined to work towards that. Amen, Prophet. Yes, it's all internal. But we see so what we're seeing externally is the battle that we have within us. And that's showing up externally, and we see it in, well, we're seeing it sexually now. Women are taking back their sexual power, and it's coming out shat in the shadow side. We're seeing the shadow side of that, and that's what you're seeing, Linga. It's not going to be healed until people heal themselves. People have got to look internally. They've got to start healing. That starts with you. Starts with us. Starts with the people on here. Me healing myself, you healing yourself, us having these conversations. But yeah, and I thank you so much for bringing up the whole sex part, because that's really even myself trying to figure out, right? Trying to discover what does that mean in my life? How does that play a role in me and who I am? Those are things we don't talk about. We just don't. It's still taboo. Well, maybe not as much. So, this has been a long podcast. I've already talked an hour. Everybody's like, I'm done. But there you have it. I just went off on a rant and a rave, and I don't care. I'm gonna continue to go off. But trying to get people to wake up, that's really at the end of the day. Wake up to remember. And tomorrow I'm going to read the sacred this sacred instructions, because they're it talks about how the masculine and feminine energies it says play a distinct role in the unfolding of reality, and how to work together, right? It talks about the organs, right? The reproductive organs, one being internal, external. And it also talks about what societies look like when they're honoring both the sacred feminine and masculine, and how we can live in harmony with the world. So hopefully that will be helpful. So there you have it. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in. Thank you, Linga, for adding. You know me. I tell you, we're you're a brother from another mother. And I'm a sister from another mister. We seem to be connected. You get what I'm trying to say. And sometimes I just need to say it, and I appreciate it. You are me, exactly. I am you. Yes, we are. But it's cool because we tend to reflect each other, and you reflect me, and that's good. Helps me to truly talk about what I need to talk about. Which is about sex. You just get it. Okay. So there you go. So I love you guys. Have a great day. And I will be seeing you all tomorrow. Okay. Bye.